Oh, holy shit. Listen to this. This is Chris Johnson. I've got huge news. If you've been a follower of my podcast, you know that I've been pretty stuck on somebody. I was married. My wife left. I found somebody else. Dated for a couple months. It was kind of stagnant for a couple months. And I was reaching out over and over and over again to this person. Well, here we go. Ready for this? She responded. Can you fucking believe that? It's at least a month, two of work here. And she responded. You know what she said? She told me to go fuck myself. Oh, holy shit. We are up and running here. Told me to go fuck myself. Well, she didn't literally say the words, go fuck yourself. I know a go fuck yourself without saying go fuck yourself. And that was essentially a go fuck yourself. What a kick to the dick. What a kick to the fucking self-esteem that was. Here's what I don't understand. Look, rejection sucks. It's part of life. I've dealt with my fair share of it. But here's my bitch. Look, if you don't want to go out with me, fine. How about you handle it like a fucking normal, rational individual and just tell the person, yo, I don't want to fucking see you. I don't want to go out with you. I don't want to talk to you. Why can't you do that? Why talk to somebody for a month and still pretend to give a shit about them and then say, like, you know what? My gut says that you're not the one for me. You know what? No, my gut says, fuck you. That's what my fucking gut says. My gut says, go fuck yourself. Because you could have told me this 2 months ago. What are you so much of a fucking coward? Like, this isn't just, you know, with her. This is like relationships today. You're so much of a fucking coward. You're so much of a piece of shit that you can't even send somebody a fucking text message to say that it's over. My wife's garbage, right? Texting somebody a divorce request after 14 and a half years is garbage. But at least I fucking knew. At least I got the fucking message. You understand? I didn't fucking wander around in an anxious fucking haze reaching out to somebody who clearly had no fucking interest but just didn't have the balls to say it. You type it out. N-O, send. That's it. Done. You know, I don't like you. Send. Fuck you. Send. If you do that, like if you've ever done that to anybody, if you fucking string them along, if you know somebody gives a shit about you and you don't reciprocate those feelings, if you don't respond to somebody's text messages in a relationship form. I mean, obviously, some motherfucker off the streets starts sending you a text. Feel free to ignore those. You know what I mean? Some fucking panhandler, some vagabond wants to text you. You don't have to respond to that. I understand. But if you've dated somebody, if you ask somebody out, if you're in some kind of a relationship with an individual, then maybe, just fucking maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm crazy here. Maybe just let them know. You know, maybe just let them know that you don't want to fucking see him anymore. And if you don't do that, you're a shitty person. You're fucking garbage. You're a garbage fucking human being. That's what it is. That's what it fucking boils down to. You fuck with somebody like that, you're a garbage human being. Doesn't matter how many fucking bullshit prayer vigils you go to for the victims of who gives a shit, whatever the fuck is happening now. Doesn't matter how many old people you fucking sing with. You're garbage. You're a garbage human being. That's it. So this happens, and I'm going through this fucking, you know, Chris Johnson is crashing and fucking burning. You know, my Sully's not on board to fucking steer this ship into the fucking Hudson. So I am going down, and I'm going down hard. I'm fucking panning around my house like I'm mid fucking anxiety attack. You know, getting the panic starting to go crazy. I'm pacing around. Ah, I gotta get the fuck out of here. So I'm thinking to myself, like, I seriously, I gotta get the fuck out of the house. I can't be in the house. I start talking to the cats. I'm like, dude, Simon, Finley, Papa's gotta get the fuck out. They looked at me like, bro, what the fuck? I mean, we don't need for another 2 hours. You do whatever the fuck you gotta do. Just be back here by 11. Can you be back here by 11? Yes. So I went to the park. I didn't know what I was gonna do at the park, but I just went to the park. I'm eating sunflower seeds, watching ducks fucking swim around in the goddamn river. Is this what I've been reduced to? Fucking a fucking weepy mess in my goddamn apartment and watching fucking ducks swim around? Shit. I can't be standing here. I look like a fucking crazy person. I'm going to go over there and sit on this fucking picnic bench. So I did. I'm sitting on this fucking bench in the middle of the fucking park. It's almost fucking sunset. Trying to clear my mind. It's not working. And a fucking squirrel walks up. Like, legitimately. I'm not fucking around here. Like, a squirrel, like, started to saunter up. And he, you know, just kept creeping forward a little bit. Like, what do you want, son? What? I love animals, but, like, I don't know what you want, buddy. What's the deal here? He looks at my seeds. Oh, you want some sunflower seeds? I threw a couple down. He fucking picked them up. I'm eating sunflower seeds with a squirrel. They don't eat the shells. I'll tell you that right now. They don't eat the shells. They just eat the seed. And sometimes he would eat them, and sometimes he would fucking bury one. And we did that for about 15 fucking minutes. Just me on a fucking bench in the middle of the fucking park, public park, talking to a fucking squirrel, feeding him sunflower seeds in my post-anxiety attack haze. And I thought, like, dude, look at you. What the fuck is a man? Jesus Christ. If somebody, like, I'm like the fucking old woman from Home Alone now, for Christ's sake. Just sitting here fucking feeding the goddamn park animals. I'm waiting for some little shit to come bring me some fucking mourning doves. Were they mourning doves, those fucking ornaments in Home Alone? This was the second one, right? Pretty soon we'll be salting the fucking sidewalks with a big long gray beard. Oh my God. What a fucking mess. Anyway, if you'd like to contact me on Twitter, I was told today that it's a Twitter feed, not a Twitter page. I don't give a rat's ass. Whatever the fuck you want to call it, I'm on Twitter. @JohnsonHateYou.